year.
Used to call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love. Call me on your cell phone,
yeah,
late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blinks,
I gotta let this ride for the ladies.
That can only mean one thing. And I know when that hotline blinks,
I gotta let it ride for the ladies.
Ever since I left the city,
woo, that's hot right there. Man, what's going on, family? Welcome to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. My name is Tariq Elite Nasheed. I gotta bump this. This is a dude from Australia, a dude named William Singh. I gotta bump this some more. Hold on, this is the shit, right?
Going out more. This is a shit playing out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls and have the same.
Alright, I just have to let that ride. What's going on, family? I'm glad everybody is tuning in. I know the show is a little late today, but I'm here. My love! Ready to chop up some game with the family. Glad to have y'all tuning in. My name is King to the Flex. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number. And what I'm going to do, family, we're going to take a real quick commercial break. And when I come back, we're going to chop up some real good game right here on Tariq Elite Radio. You want a stunning website at the perfect price for custom web design starting at $200? Visit blacklinewebdesign.com. Check out their work. You will be impressed by their mobile-friendly, modern design and a fast turnaround. Get your website started today by going to blacklinewebdesign.com, or you can give them a call at 470-363-5519. That's blacklinewebdesign.com.
Hey, what's up? It's dating and life coach Mr. Locario. Go to badboymembership.com and master the dating game by joining my Bad Boy Membership Program. In this program, you'll receive 45 through 90 minute, easy to follow, step-by-step dating advice tutorials that's guaranteed to help you attract, date, and have sex with beautiful women. Join the Bad Boy Membership today by going to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Bay Area, get ready. Cincinnati, get ready. Join Tariq Nasheed from the hit film series Hidden Colors on the Age of Empowerment Tour. On the Age of Empowerment Tour. Coming to the Bay Area at the Black Repertory Theater in Berkeley, California on January 30th. And coming to Gallery 7 in Cincinnati, Ohio, February 6th. For tickets and info, go to www.tariqlive.com. For tickets and info, that's www.tariqlive.com. The Age of Empowerment Tour.
Oh, we're back. Welcome back to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq King Flex Nasheed, also known as Tariq Elite. Glad to have y'all tuning in, family. Don't forget, go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3. We're working on Hidden Colors 4. Now, let me give y'all some updates about what's happening with Hidden Colors 4, because I'm getting flooded with calls about what's going on with Hidden Colors 4. If y'all only knew all the behind-the-scenes stuff that's been going on with Hidden Colors 4. So we're in the middle of editing, and I had to fire one editor and go back to my old editor, my initial editor that I wanted to get, my man Vance. Vance edits a lot of my movies. And y'all got to understand, in the Hollywood game, a lot of people like working with the same editors, cameramen, sound people. There's a reason why, like Spike Lee, you'll see him, if you look at the credits of his film, he has the same editor, sound guy. You know, he works with the same people for years, because once you find a crew that you click with, you want to stick with that click. Because a lot of times when you're dealing with different film crews, it's like, it's real hit or miss. And you never know how a person's work quality is going to turn out. So it's a gamble if you don't know. So, you know, I've had some gambles with some new folks, because my main guy, my main editor, he wasn't available a few months ago because he was working on another project. But now he's free now. And also, let me say this, the trailer, my main editor, he's working on the trailer now. The official trailer for Hidden Colors 4 is going to be out next week. So inform all your people. We're going to have a big exclusive. I might, if it's ready, I'll premiere it probably on Sunday on Ustream. Not this coming Sunday, but the Sunday after. So y'all stay tuned for that. And I'm on my backup Facebook page. My main Facebook page, you know, I'm still shut down for a couple of more weeks. That's why you guys need to go to TariqRadio.com and sign up to the email list so I can keep people posted through email about what's going on. But again, with the Hidden Colors 4 project, it's coming along good. I had to fire one editor. I'm back to my main editor. And, you know, I'm still editing and sending all of the images because that's the hardest thing about these documentaries. You got to get all the B-roll footage. You got to shoot a lot of B-roll footage. You got to get a lot of archive footage and videos and clear them. That's the long, drawn-out process of doing a documentary. And I had to get a new graphics guy. I told you I had a brother do some graphics. Some little janky-ass nigga that I talked about a few months ago on the show. He did some janky graphics, so I had to scrap all of his shit and get a brand new graphics dude. So it's a process. It's a lot of hard work behind the scenes. I'm just letting y'all know why, you know, it's not out yet, because people are just fiending, ready for it. So everything has to be perfect. Everything has to be on point. And it's getting there. We're like halfway through, so we're still editing like crazy right now. So it's coming. You'll see the trailer next week. You guys are going to see the trailer next week and see what kind of flavor we're putting in it. So y'all stay tuned. But I digress. Let me get a couple of calls before I chop up some game. A lot of stuff I want to talk about. What's up? Who's calling?
Eddie Owen.
Hey, man. What's your name?
Eddie Owen. Indiana was good.
Hey, man. What's going on with you, fam?
Nothing much, man. I'm just here on break at my job, man.
Cool. Where you work at, fam?
Shit, man, it ain't even worth telling, man. Dead end job. You know what I'm
saying? So
what's
worth
telling?
What, you in Indiana?
Yeah, bro.
Okay, and you work the graveyard shift?
Yeah.
God damn, brother.
Yes, sir. All
right, so you must do security at the swap meet or some shit. What do you do?
I'm working in the factory, man.
Okay.
It's cracking, trying to keep the weather down. You know how it is.
What's the weather like out there right now?
I mean, there's jobs here, you know what I'm saying? But that's about it, you know what I mean? Like, they ain't letting your brothers come ahead, get ahead or nothing.
There you go. I feel that. All right, man. But hey, man, do your thing at the job at the factory. Now, you know you probably ain't at no factory. This motherfucker's over here at the flea market doing security. This is living room, bedroom,
no flea market.
Dinettes. Oh, yeah. You guard those dinettes in living room sets.
We talking about flea market. Montgomery. It's just like a mall.
Hey. All right, I'm messing with you, man. Thank you for the call, fam. Thank you, brother.
For sure.
All right, brother's doing security at the flea market. He's guarding pleather sofas. All right, let's keep it 100. You making sure don't no crackheads come in there and take some of them wicker chairs up out of that bitch. You dig? Let's get my Mac and music back on, family. Let me get another call. All right, y'all, can you call up and kind of want something, family? What's going on? Who's calling?
What's up, Flex? This is Paul from Chicago, the truck driver.
Hey, what's going on with you, Paul?
Man, sure. I just wanted to know, did you get a lottery ticket?
Yeah, man, I bought a few of them and didn't win a goddamn thing, man. I didn't win.
That's all.
Yeah, I got a few of them tickets.
That's all I wanted to know, man. I hope you enjoy the rest of your night.
Yes, indeed. Thanks for the call, fam. Okay, let me just chop up games because people don't really want nothing in particular. But yeah, I played when shit. They giving away $1 billion. Yeah, I can scrounge up a couple of tickets. Shit. Y'all would have known if I won, because, shit, I'd be like, ain't no more Hidden Colors, bitch. I ain't working at all. Ain't no more lectures, nothing. I'm so out of here. I'm going to take me and my family to a nice, I'm going to buy an island in Tahiti and post all the way the hell up and get a perpetual tan. Next time y'all see me, y'all going to be like, God damn, what? Is Akon putting out a new album? Y'all going to think I'm Akon. I'm going to have such a deep melanated tan. If I want a billion, all the hard work I do, let me get another call, man, because the phone lines are lighting up. I know y'all got something to say. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Bree. My name is Olivia. I finally got through. Oh,
yes,
my gosh.
Where are you calling from, Olivia?
Hey, I'm calling from San Jose, and I just wanted to let you know I cannot wait to see you. I will be in Berkeley, me and my brother.
Oh, cool, cool, cool. I can't wait. The Bay is going to represent. I'm going to have a great time up there in the Bay, man.
Yeah. I haven't, I've never met you or anything, but I can't wait to meet you. We're doing a meet and greet.
Yes,
anyway. I'm glad that I just wanted to say, hey, I appreciate you a lot. I listen to you every morning as I'm getting ready for work. And you put me on so much game. And you're getting nervous because I didn't know I was going to get through that. I don't know what to say. But, I can't wait to see Hidden Colors 4. And I think that I like the way that you're perfecting it, and you want it to be just right for us and everything. So take your time.
Yes, indeed.
And, I can't wait to see it.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much, Olivia. I'll see you in the Bay, dear.
Yes, definitely. All right, Sheree. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, indeed. That's Olivia. I wonder what she looked like. I know the fellas are thinking, what does she look like? She kind of had a sexy sound in her voice. She probably looked like the lady in the picture that's on the screen right now. With a voice that sexy. It's always them wildebeest looking motherfuckers with them sexy ass voices. You dig? My goodness. But man, we're going to have a great time. I hope y'all got your tickets for the Bay. I want all of California to be up in the Bay. San Jose, Sacramento. If you're in LA, drive y'all asses on up. If you're in Vegas, come on through. Also, y'all need to come through in Cincinnati. My lecture in Cincinnati on February 6th. I heard as cold as hell. I talked to the promoter today, Elijah Williams. Shout out to Elijah Williams. That's the promoter out there in Cincinnati. Real good brother. Real thorough brother. I chopped up game with him on the phone today. He said it was like 20-something degrees. I'm like, God damn. I'm going to have to get me some little old Ugg boots. I got to risk looking moist. Because I'd be forgetting these East Coast cities be cold as hell. And I'm walking around out here in T-shirts and stuff, and I'd be taking for granted the weather. You dig? But, you know what I saw today? I was looking at some videos, and I saw a video with Ryan McKnight. He has a new video. I don't know if it's new or old or whatever, but the video was real weird. It's Ryan McKnight, and he's, like, in a swimming pool with his shirt off. He's standing at it was the weirdest fucking video. I'm like, is Ryan McKnight going through a midlife crisis? He was standing in a swimming pool with his shirt off. He stood there for about 2 minutes. Then he starts swimming in slow motion. I'm going to play this shit on Ustream this Sunday. This is the weirdest video. And then in the video, it was a bodyguard who let him in the house. And then he went in the house and started taking a shower. And the video was him taking a shower and singing. I'm like, what the fuck is Brian McKnight doing? I got to let y'all see this video. Weird, because I don't watch too many videos, but videos are getting weirder and weirder. And speaking of music, y'all know one of the Cosby accusers, Chloe, I can't think of her last name, but she was the one who lied, and this is according to the evidence, because I'm saying she lied because she said that Cosby did all this stuff to her at the Playboy Mansion on a very specific date, and they found out that Cosby wasn't even in the Playboy Mansion. He wasn't even in town on that date, so they found out she was a liar. The Los Angeles Police Department investigated the case, and they decided to not prosecute because there wasn't enough evidence. Basically, she was lying. So this lying Cosby accuser put out a rap video, not a rap video, but a rap song dissing Cosby. So this just goes to show the seriousness of some of these so-called accusers and what their real motives are. A lot of them are just trying to get some shine. This woman has been basically proven a liar, and it's nothing going to happen. So when people talk about all the 50 people who come forward, they come forward because there's no reprimand for them if they find out that they're liars. There's no type of punishment for them. It's only, you can only come up by coming forward. There's no type of repercussion that's negative if you come forward. You can get your name out there, get some shine, and put out little rap songs. It's a fucking circus. Nothing but a circus. That's why you don't let people shame you into not questioning the motives of some of these people. Because if you say, hey, man, some of these people have shady backgrounds. You got people out here. Oh, man, you supporting rape? No, 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 no. Don't let people run that shame game on you. Question this bullshit. It needs to be questioned. Let me get another call here before we chop it up. I want to give some good advice to somebody who needs some game. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's good? What's good, man? This world.
World, where you calling from?
I'm calling from Sacramento, man.
Oh, there you go, man. You coming down to the Bay on the 30th?
Oh, man, most definitely. You know it.
No doubt. Now, what's on your mind, fam?
Man, I wanted to ask, man, did you and Griff ever go ahead and square that little issue away?
Hey, it wasn't no real issue. You know, I haven't talked to the dude, and I ain't got no problem, so there's no issue. You dig?
Man, that's what's up, man. I like to hear that, man.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
Yeah, more power to that, brother. I ain't got no problem with him at all. Thank you for the call, though, fam. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. But what I'm talking about on today's show, family, I'm talking about how Coonan will not save you. That's the theme of today's show. Coonan will not save you. And a lot of black folks think by buck dancing, cooning, or having your children coon, just like those children from that school I was talking about last week, where you have the white teacher dancing around. And truth be told, let me go a little bit deeper with that. Truth be told, now, this teacher has done several videos of him dancing around with the kids. Now, this teacher, the white teacher, Ron Clark, now, I don't know this guy's sexual orientation. And I'm not saying good, bad, right or wrong or whatever. But the guy, according to many people suspect that he may be gay. I'm not saying that's a good, bad. I'm not saying good or bad or nothing. I'm just making an observation of what other people are suspecting. According to his mannerisms in the videos and everything else, some people suspect that the guy who runs that school might be, you know, might be gay. Now, y'all know this goes into a tradition of suspected white gay males going in, so-called helping black children, mentoring black children. Brother Neely Fuller talked about that before, talked about how a lot of liberal gay white people will go and help out at the church. They'll go to a black neighborhood and go around the poor black folks. Like, hey, let me help the kids out. You know, y'all should have learned from that whole white daddy mentor thing from Sandusky. Y'all remember Sandusky, the football coach? I think he was a football coach. But Sandusky, he was that mentor. He was go to the black community to help the black kids. He was helping, all right, helping himself to some booty. He was molesting the shit out of kids, them black kids. And a lot of black children are vulnerable because the system of white supremacy causes broken homes. Always put it in context. When people talk about broken homes, how are these homes being broken? They're being broken in the context of white supremacy. So the white supremacists will break up these homes, get the father out of the home through economic deprivation, through incarceration, through other means too. So a lot of these children don't have fathers in the home because of the system of white supremacy. So white daddy comes in acting like a mentor, and they use black children as fodder for molestation. A lot of black children are molested by these so-called mentors. So that's something that black folks gotta always be weary of when a moist little white person comes around trying to help the kids. They do that over in Africa all the time. These little moist white folks go over there to Africa, these white supremacists who are suspect, and they take those children and so-called adopt them and have them in all types of pedophile rings. Now, this is documented. This is not no conspiracy. We talked about that in Hidden Colors 2 and 3. Yeah, somebody in the chat room says he does the nay-nay a little bit too well. Yeah, when he's doing all that dancing, he's working them little old hips. That white dude is working them, he's working them hips just a tad bit too much. You dig? When he's busting the nay-nay and busting the quan, there's a little wiggle in them hips. And only white dudes who can dance are the white dudes who got black swag, who really hang around hood black folks, or moist white people. Those are, I'm talking about the men. Those are the ones who can dance. They the gay white men. That's why in the 70s you had all those gay white men coming to those disco clubs in the black community. So it's them gay white men who can dance, or white hood dudes. White dude who's been hanging around some hood cats. But he's dancing a little bit too much. He ain't hood, so it must be something else. And I'm just saying suspect. I'm not, you know, and I'm not saying good or bad, right or wrong. I'm just making an observation. But we got to be very careful about who we send our children to. You dig? And you notice, I see a lot of videos where these white girls are dancing, like doing the nay-nay, doing the dab, and these videos go viral. I think a lot of black men are looking at these videos, making it go viral, seeing these little white girls with some swag doing all the little black dances. Y'all be careful. Some of these white girls out here dabbing and nay-naying, and then you try to holler and her ass is doing a press conference with Gloria Allred. You dig? So be careful. But like I was saying, I'm talking about, yeah, so what's up, Kiki in the room? She said, be careful. People in Atlanta are real butthurt over their precious Ron Clark. Man, black people are like little old watchdogs for people in the dominant society. You better not say nothing bad about no white person. Black folks will lose their mind. Don't you say nothing about Massa Clark. Yeah, black folks are real funny style with that. But like I'm saying, I'm talking about Coonan. And a lot of people think that Coonan is going to somehow save them from having to deal with systematic white supremacy. And the more white supremacy exerts itself, the more coonish black folks are getting. We start talking white supremacist talking points. Like, well, we just dress better and act better. Just like the rapper The RZA was saying in an interview he did recently. He talked about how if we dress like grown men, we wouldn't create fear for the cops and all that. And a lot of people was like, hey, what the fuck are you talking about? And they rightfully should have questioned what he was talking about, because dressing a certain way, that has nothing to do with how systematic white supremacy operates, family. The white supremacists, they practice white supremacy because that is their religion. And they want to practice that religion. That's part of their identity. So there's nothing we can do or not do to change that. So what happens is the white supremacists, they look for reasons to justify practicing white supremacy. And what they do, if they can get a coonish black person to fulfill the stereotypes that they've created for us, that's more better. That they find comfort in that, and they gravitate towards stereotypes that they can find. And that brings me to this clip that I'm about to play. Now, as we know, whenever, and this has been a long-standing thing, whenever black people are interviewed by the news, the news media, the white supremacist news media, would go find, deliberately find, the most ignorant, coonish, buffoonish, clownish black person to interview. That's their MO. They've been doing that. And now, a lot of the videos that they do, they go viral. People like, hide your kids, hide your wife, the sweet brown lady, oh, I ain't got time for that. So a lot of these videos go viral. And a lot of black people now, whenever they get on the news, they know that a video can go viral. So a lot of black people are starting to yuck it up and coon it up even harder. And there was a video of this lady. Her name is Michelle Dobney. I think that's her name. I forgot what city she's in. But there was a fire somewhere. This lady, they interviewed her. She's looking crazy. She's real fat and mammy-ish. She's bucking her eyes. Her head is all, hair is all over her head looking crazy. And they're interviewing her, and she's literally going out of her way to sound as stupid and as coonish as possible. She's trying to be funny. You can tell. Because when I first saw this, I thought it was a comedy skit, but then I realized it was real. And I'm saying shame on the white supremacists who filmed it and put it on the news. But let me let y'all hear this. Now, this is real. Now, some of you may have heard it already because this video has already gone viral. But this is the interview of this lady, Michelle Dobney, on the news.
My friend came to the door. She said, well, I was on the phone cooking me and my baby some breakfast. And she said, hey, something wrong is popping. I said, what? She said, yeah. I said, no. So the girl come downstairs. She come out her apartment with her baby with no shoes on. I said, oh, girl, it's cold outside. She said, something ain't right. I said, oh, man. She said, oh, man, the building is on fire. I said, no, what? I got my three kids and we bounced out. We ain't going to be in no fire. Not today.
Okay. So that's her.
Hold on, my bad.
It was a coon spirit that made me play it again. My bad. So that's this lady. Yeah, a lot of people are like, oh, I refuse. Yeah, when you see the screenshot of her, she got the big bug eyes. Black folks learn how to buck them eyes right away. So she's bucking her eyes. I mean, full coon mode. Full coon mode. And she's deliberately trying to be funny. She's trying her best to be funny. She's trying to act like that sweet brown lady. And the news, I mean, they've thrown away all journalistic integrity at this point. Because in news, in media, if you're doing a news story and you see somebody deliberately mugging it up for the camera, deliberately playing for the camera, generally you're not supposed to put that on the news. Because that takes away the integrity of the news, because the news is all about getting the facts, what happened. When somebody is talking, you want to get an assessment of what happened with the fire, what happened. But when you get somebody like this, or you film them and you choose to put them on television when they're clearly putting on an act, that goes beyond news and that turns into propaganda. Because then you have to ask, what purpose did the white supremacist news media have putting that lady on the news doing all that buck dancing? Clearly trying to be funny, clearly mucking it up for the camera. Like Sweet Brown, for example, let's go back to her. The lady who was like, I ain't got time for that. Now, she was for real. You know, she's just country and coonish, but she was really for real. And go back to Antoine Dotson, the hide your kids, hide your wife. He was coonish, but that was real. That was his real reaction. He wasn't trying to be funny. You know, he's flaming over the top, so that's how he was. But this woman is clearly acting more coonish because she knows that this is what the white supremacists want to see. And that's sad because a lot of black people are doing things for safety. And we know as black people, as melanoid people, that standing up for yourself, having integrity, having discipline, having honor, having courage, that's intimidating to the white supremacists. And the white supremacists, they dominate over us. So a lot of black people just kind of throw in the towel and they want to take the easy route. And whenever the white supremacists come around, they want to ease any type of tension. And they know that cooning will ease that tension. They know that cooning and buck dancing and bucking your eyes will ease a lot of that tension, will ease some of the anger and vitriol that the white supremacists have. And the white supremacists will welcome you. They'll give you a pat on the head if you're real coonish. And just like this lady, if you look at comments, All the white supremacists, millions of them, are giving her props. They're saying, oh, this is the greatest video ever. Oh, this is so wonderful. This is the best interview. They absolutely love that. Why do they love this video? Nothing the woman said is actually funny. Nothing she said is funny. It's not funny at all. Nothing. I knew my kids, I said, what you gonna do? Not today. I mean, it's just so blatantly unfunny. So the only enjoyment they get out of it is knowing that it fits the stereotype. And dumbass black people, if you co-sign that, you're a coon too. Because if you're at your job and you laughing at this video with your coworkers, I hate to break it to you, nigga. Or niggless. I hate to break it to you, but that's how they think of you. Her cooning it up in that video, all y'all black folks at your job with your white coworkers laughing at that, those coworkers, when you're not around, they think the same of you. Because see, when they see videos like this of this woman cooning it up, they don't feel so bad. That relieves guilt from seeing a black child get killed by a race soldier. That relieves guilt from seeing a black woman like Sandra Bland wind up in a jail cell dead. That relieves a lot of guilt. Because in the back of your mind, like, hey, look at them. Look how stupid they are. They kind of deserve it. Listen how stupid she sounds. They kind of deserve what we do to them. Because let me tell you something. They don't let hillbillies and trailer trash white people get on the news like that. Because you got a bunch of broke white people out here, hillbillies, trailer trash, meth users, who be yucking it up just like that too. They don't put them on TV. They hide their ratchetness on their side, but they promote ratchetness in our community. So we got to understand the propaganda. And we got to stop going for the okey-doke. Let me get some more calls before I get up out of here, man. The phone number is 818-850-5404. So cooning ain't going to help. Cooning ain't going to stop these white supremacists, man. They got an agenda, and their agenda is to keep you under their thumb and to keep practicing systematic white supremacy. That's their agenda. They don't have any plans on changing that, so we got to change that by us getting a code of conduct and figuring out ways that we can protect ourselves and also come up with ways to replace that system with the system of justice, as our brother Neely Fuller always says. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up, Tariq, man? This is Joe from Houston, Texas. What's going on,
fam? How's it going, man? What's going on? What's on your mind?
Yeah, man, I just want to know, man. I just want to get into some macking real fast. If you step into a little female, right, I just want to get some fundamentals. What, and you feeling her a little bit, what do you think is the best approach or how you go about, you know, initiating the conversation?
Oh, well, it depends on the setting you're in. Like, give me an example of what type of setting you might be in.
Let's say, like, we're walking down the, I have school with her. Or better yet, let me tell you that. Like, we in the gym. We in the gym, she working out or whatever, you know. And you see her, you know, you want to drop a little seed on her. What would you suggest, you know, how you go about doing that?
So you're in the gym, you're doing your thing, and what you do, now is she a fit chick? Is she physically fit? What's her deal?
About moderately, like she's been working out for about like maybe like a month or two.
Okay, because if she's fit, you can start using the whole I need to get some workout advice. Like, hey, how do you get your abs like that? Let me get some of your techniques. Or you look real slim, what can I do to get like that? That's just going to get your foot in the door. You always got to make the conversation.
Right.
You break the ice by making the conversation applicable to the situation you're in. You dig?
Yeah.
But you don't want to be too extra romantic at the gym. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You don't want to roll up on some shit like,
hello, it's me.
In a sweaty damn boxers and shit.
Wondering if after all these years you like to me to go over.
You know, so you don't want to be on that type of shit, dude. So just make the conversation about working out and then spit your ism that way, man. All right, thanks for the call. All right. Let me get one more call before I get up out of here. One more call. We got somebody from L.A. calling. What's up? Who's calling?
Tariq.
What's up? Who's calling?
What up, bro? This is Jay from Gardena.
Jay from Gardena. What's up with you, player?
Ah, man, ain't nothing much, man. Just called to ask you something. Have you seen this cat, DeAndre Jordan, in these new State Farm commercials?
With the fucking wig and all that, man.
Come on, man. You just got $88 million. You couldn't pass that check up?
Damn. Dude, they initiated him, man. That's part of the game, man. That's their initiation right. They initiate brothers by putting him in a wig. LeBron, they put LeBron in a wig, too. Let's not forget. Google that.
Right.
They put him in a wig. So that's the rite of passage, to get a black man and effeminize him. That's the rite of passage with white supremacists. So, you know, we got to reject that, man. It don't matter how much money they give us, man. Just say, hey, I ain't doing that shit. Do what Dave
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, just like Dave Chappelle. Now, they kind of punished him a little bit. But just say, hey, look, I'm just not doing that shit. You dig? But thanks for the call. But, you know, that goes into that whole initiating the black males in the entertainment industry by putting them in that dress. That's like a symbolic rite of passage that they do to black males in the industry. Y'all remember I did that review of After Earth years ago, and I talked about how the white supremacists were mad at that movie, and they were mad because Will was trying to pull his son in without his son being initiated. I said this years ago. I said, look, they have not put Jaden in a dress yet. So that's why they're panning that movie and shitting on him. The movie wasn't that bad, but they went out extra shitting on that movie and really getting into some personal shit about nepotism and all this because Will brought his son into a starring vehicle. And I said back then, y'all can go back and listen to the archives. Yeah, the show is called One Nigga at a Time. The name of that show was called One Nigga at a Time. And I talked about how they had not put Jaden in a dress yet. They haven't initiated him yet. Well, look now. Do y'all know they got, not only do they have Jaden Smith in dresses, there's a fashion campaign for women's clothes, and he's one of the models for the women's fashion line. For those who don't know, please Google that if y'all think I'm bullshitting. They got is it Versace? Somebody's telling me in the room it's Versace. I knew it was it's for Versace's women's clothes, and they got Jaden Smith as a model for the women's clothes. Google that. So they got him. They went on and initiated him. But we got to understand how the game works, how these white supremacists work, and when you understand the game, you can predict stuff like that. Because I can predict it because, hell, my mentors like Dr. Welsing and Neely Fuller, they talked about it. They talked about that in the 70s. How the system of white supremacy will keep black men in dresses. Because they were talking about that because of the Geraldine character that Flip Wilson was playing. It was a comedian, black comedian. A lot of y'all might be too young. His name was Flip Wilson, one of the first black people to have a comedy show on television. And he had a character named Geraldine, where he had on a wig and a dress and all that. So Dr. Welsing and Neely Fuller, they predicted that back in the 70s that this thing was going to increase the way it is. But we got to be on top of our game, man. Cooning, buck dancing, being a male bedwinch, being a female bedwinch, that's not going to save us, man. We got to have a code of conduct. And y'all want to get that code? Y'all want to get that game? Y'all come out and see me live in Cincinnati on February 6th, and see me live in the Bay Area January 30th. It's going to be hot to damn death. All right, let me get up out of here, fam. Y'all have a good one. I will chop up game with you guys on Sunday. All right, y'all have a good weekend, family. And I am going to holla.